On Thursday night, Governor Walker will be the headliner in West Des Moines, Iowa, when Polk County Republicans hold their annual fundraiser. Past speakers have included Newt Gingrich and Michelle Bachmann. Both went on to become presidential candidates. Organizer Daryl Kearney says he has no idea whether Walker will follow suit. Kearney says planners were not thinking about the 2016 presidential race when they invited the governor.
What we're interested in is individuals that have star power, like Governor Scott Walker. He's loved by conservatives. We think he will be an excellent draw. In fact, we're probably going to sell out, and that's good for us, and that's what we want. And I think he'll be an excellent speaker for the conservative cause here in Iowa.
Kearney says the choice of Walker would have more presidential significance if the year were 2015. While Iowa Republicans downplay the presidential implications of the speaking engagement, Chris Murray predicts Governor Walker will use the event to test the waters. Murray is a political scientist at Marquette University's Les Aspin Center in Washington.
I would certainly say it's not a coincidence. I mean, with Iowa having the first caucuses in presidential years, any candidate who is even thinking about or contemplating the idea of running for president is going to spend quite a bit of time in Iowa. There's really, to be honest, no other reason why you would go to a gathering like this.
Murray says he wouldn't be surprised if politicians such as New Jersey Governor Chris Christie or Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal also show up this year in Iowa. Both Republican leaders are mentioned as potential candidates for the White House. Pollsters are already gauging public opinion. Political scientist Charles Franklin recently conducted a poll for Marquette Law School. The results show Governor Walker trailing Democrat Hillary Rodham Clinton by a margin of 50-42% in Wisconsin, and also falling several points behind Congressman Paul Ryan in a hypothetical Republican primary.
It does raise questions about, are the Republicans in Wisconsin very enthusiastic about seeing him make a race for the White House? Are they not ready for that?
Yet Franklin adds it's still awfully early in the process.
A great deal can change either up or down for any of these candidates over the next year.
Franklin says if Walker is seriously considering a presidential run, he must distinguish himself in a crowded field of Republican candidates. In previous speeches at GOP fundraisers, the governor has touted his success at dismantling public employee unions and rejecting federal money to expand Medicaid programs. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.